Just one halakha in Sefirat HaOmer. It is our custom that ladies do not count Sefirat HaOmer. There's a great machloket between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim. If ladies make a beracha on mitzvat aseh shazeman gerama, any mitzvah that's bound by time, it's the minhag of the Ashkenazim based on the benutam to make a beracha. For example, if a lady wanted to shake the lulav on Sukkot, according to the Ashkenazim, she's allowed to shake the lulav and etrog with the beracha. For that matter, if she wanted to count Sefirat HaOmer, she's not obligated, but she has the right to make it with the beracha. However, the Sefaradim that follow the opinion of Maran, when it comes to this, our ladies do not make a beracha. If she wants, she can count every night, b'li beracha, hayom, whatever it is, and she gets some credit. But beracha itself, she cannot make. That's why there's another halakha that says that if, for example, a person wants to eat within a half hour of the omer, as we explained many times, it's forbidden to sit down and have a meal of more than 2 ounces of bread once you get within a half hour of the omer. But the halakha does say if you have a shomer, if you have somebody that's going to remind you to count, you can start to eat. Because you already set a shomer, you set a safety net in motion in order to remind you so you won't forget. So the halakha says, but you can't let a lady be a shomeret for you. Because the lady is not obligated in the omer. And therefore it's not going to be on her mind. Since it's not on the mind for herself, it's not going to be on the mind to tell others. So a lady would not be a shomeret. You need somebody that's obligated in the sefirah as well to designate him as a shomer. Obviously, he cannot be eating with you. Because if he's eating with you, he might forget himself. He has the same problem. So therefore, we're talking about a shomer that's not eating with you that will be able to remind you. But a lady, since she's not obligated, she cannot be a shomeret. Compare that to Hilchot Shabbat. In Hilchot Shabbat, we have a law that says a person is not allowed to read by the light of a candle because he might come to flicker the candle, and that's Asur on Shabbat. However, the halakha says if he has somebody that's watching him to remind him if he's going to make the Isur, a Shomer, it's okay. A lady in that case can be a Shomeret because since a lady is obligated in the laws of Shabbat, just as well as the man is, so therefore it's on her mind also, so she could be the shomer. It is told the story about Achamiz Da'atiyah, alav shalom, when he was young, he used to learn on Friday nights by the light of a candle, and his mother used to be the shomeret. His mother used to stay up till the wee hours of the morning in order that her son would be able to study Torah with Hatmada, with diligence.